This is On Target St. John's. A look at politics, crime, education. What's happening here with the people who know. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Now, your On Target St. John's host, Linda Swain.
Good afternoon, everyone, on this beautiful, what is it, Wednesday? I took Monday off, so I'm all messed up as when it comes to the days of the week, and now we got a holiday coming up Friday, so it's going to be even worse for me then. So don't mind me if I don't know where I am or what I'm doing. Well, it was a welcome piece of good news amid what has been a very difficult year. Last year, NASDAQ completed the multi-billion, and that's billion with a B, dollar acquisition of Newfoundland-based Verafin. Part of that deal included $1 million for Memorial University's Genesis Center for Research and Development. The Genesis Center bills itself as Newfoundland and Labrador's preeminent innovation hub. Starting more than 20 years ago with its flagship incubator program, Enterprise, it's helped to build a number of innovative companies, including Verafin. Well, joining us today are the CEO of the Genesis Center, Michelle Sims. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there.
And the CEO and co-founder of Oliver POS, Matthias Nielsen. Hello, Matthias.
Hey.
So, Michelle, I'm going to start with you. Congratulations, first of all, on that big... million-dollar surprise present?
Yeah. Yes, present for sure. Thank you.
Do you have a better idea now about what that $1 million U.S. will be used for?
We have somewhat of an idea. We're still working out the final details with NASDAQ, of course. One thing for certain is that the funds will be used to grow technology companies in Newfoundland and Labrador, and much of it will end up directly in the hands of entrepreneurs, you know, like Matthias on the call. But we're very excited about it. We're very excited to be working with the Verafin team and our new partners as well, the NASDAQ team out of New York. So that's an exciting one, definitely.
Did it come as a surprise?
Very much so. I was sitting at my kitchen table and going about my business when I started getting all these text messages coming in saying congratulations. And I was like, what is this for? And when I looked on our internal chat, there had been quite a buzz internally in the organization saying, you know, is this real? Are we really getting $1 million? And I was like, what are you all talking about? And then I saw the notice that Verafin had announced that NASDAQ had announced their intent to acquire Verafin. And the rest of the day ended up being quite chaotic dealing with the outfall of it, but certainly very, very positive and exciting news for the province and for the tech sector in general.
Positive and exciting news for certain, especially at a time when we were all feeling kind of low and blue.
Yeah. And this announcement, I think, is going to have a ripple effect through Newfoundland and Labrador for decades to come. When you think about the wealth that has been generated as a result of that acquisition, when you think about the opportunity to work with a global company the size of NASDAQ and have a presence here in Newfoundland and Labrador from NASDAQ, all of those things are going to have a multiplier effect. The founders of that company and the management team and others in the company are very philanthropic. They're very community-minded, and they will continue into the future to be giving back to Newfoundland and Labrador.
And before we bring Matthias back into the conversation, what does the Genesis Center do for those who are not familiar?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you referenced, Genesis has been around for 20 plus years, and we work to help build amazing companies. So we work exclusively with high growth technology focused companies, and we provide them with incubation and acceleration services. And, we've been pretty steadfast in that for the past 20 years. We operate based out of Signal Hill in St. John's, and we also have a co-working site in downtown St. John's as well. And And, of course, unfortunately, both of those locations are closed at the moment. But with us being down to level two, we're really hoping to get our clients back in space and get reopened again very, very, very soon.
And I wanted to get into that in a little bit. But, Matej, it's time to bring you in here. What is Oliver POS?
Yeah, sure. So Oliver POS is a point-of-sale system for web shops. So we basically add an extra in-store sales channel to customers' web shops.
And for anybody who, you know, in layman's terms, I guess, it's just a way to reach customers, that kind of thing?
No, so it's like if you're selling online and you also need to sell in person, then you would normally have a point-of-sale system to keep track of your inventory and your customers and whatnot. And that's what we kind of fully integrate with your web shop. So all of the products and customers and whatnot you have online, you can also sell to in person.
Ah, so how long have you been on the go for?
Yeah, so we're a little over 2 years old now.
And what role did the Genesis Center play in getting you started?
Yeah, so we kind of have been a little bit of an odd one that started outside the Genesis. I moved to Newfoundland a few years ago and didn't really know much about the whole ecosystem. So we started outside, and then we came in just a little more than a year ago to Genesis. And since then, we've just been getting a lot of great introductions and a lot of help.
Well, that's great to hear. We're going to get into that a little bit more in a bit. But would any of that have been possible without the Genesis Center, or did they really help to get that whole ball rolling?
Like I would say, they have definitely accelerated a whole lot for us. Acceleration and help and guide, so we take less missteps, I guess.
Is that true, Michelle, of what you hear from most of these startups?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the connections that we provide in the community, connections to funding agencies, connections to investors, mentors, advisors, even the staff that we have internally at Genesis, they're all very entrepreneurial. Some of them have their own businesses outside of Genesis. And, you know, we take that very entrepreneurial approach with our clients and our programming. So we definitely hear a lot of that, of what Matej is saying. We also provide funding to the companies through donors and other partners in the community. We have been able to raise a $775,000 microfund that will seed between 35 and 40 companies over the next few years. And so each new company that gets accepted into the center is getting a $20,000 cash, I guess, a check upon arrival. And so they can use those funds to help grow the company. And so we're incredibly thankful for some donors who have come forward to assist with that. It's been incredibly helpful for companies and startups like Matej's.
And is that really at the crux here, that seed money is all important, or is it just an added bonus of some of what you provide?
I think it's an added bonus for sure. I mean, we provide an awful lot of services, everything from strategic planning workshops and sales workshops, leadership programming, you know, as I mentioned, in reference connections and mentors and advice and guidance. We also help the companies a lot when they help them to avoid pitfalls. And so, you know, we have a CPA on staff who spends a lot of time with the companies helping to guide them around taxation issues and other issues that they might fall into. We also have a marketing and communications expert on staff, and she, you know, guides and works with the companies a lot around marketing and communications related activities in their companies. We spend a lot of time talking to them about the challenges that they might face with hiring employees and then having to, you know, address human resources issues along the way. You have to remember, a lot of the people that we work with that are entrepreneurs are very early in their entrepreneurial journey, and so many of them wouldn't have the necessary HR, finance, and, you know, general business skill sets to be able to deploy in their businesses on their own. So we assist with all of those aspects.
My guests today on Target are the CEO of Memorial University's Genesis Center, Michelle Sims, and the CEO and co-founder of Oliver POS, Matej Nelson. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
My guests today on Target are Michelle Sims, the CEO of the Genesis Center, and Matthias Nielsen. He is the CEO and co-founder of Oliver POS. And I'm going to go to you now, Matthias, because you became familiarized with the Genesis Center. How did they come to your attention?
Yeah, so I've had a lot of colleagues in the industry that I started connecting with, and they all referred me to, I have to talk to the Genesis Center. So, that's kind of how it was. It was just a lot of good startups that I respect and trust have recommended joining the Genesis Center, and that's actually why we joined.
So what attracted you to Newfoundland and Labrador to get all this going?
Yeah, so I lived in all over the world and grew up in Greenland, and for me this is Greenland with trees and people and everything. So
I've never heard of it termed that way, but you're right. We have some people and we have some trees. There are people in Greenland, but the population is very low, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. So for me, this is kind of a perfect place to run a startup. And I was living in China for many years and decided to sell my company and then move to a place with clean air and whatnot.
Ah, so our environment, I suppose, attracted you as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Are you an outdoorsy kind of guy on top of your business acumen?
Yeah, I would say so. When I have time for it, absolutely.
Exactly, when you have time for it. So what kind of support did the Genesis Center provide you once you got started with them?
Yeah, so there's, of course, the microfund that we got instantly when we joined and put to good use. And then of course, all of the mentorships and support with introductions. I'm still very new here in the startup community. So for me, meeting all of the government entities that are really great and supporting here, I didn't know much about all that when I joined. So Genesis have been really helpful in introducing me to all of those organizations that have really just helped propel Oliver a whole lot more.
So what did it mean for moving your business forward?
We've been a lot in the news lately because we've grown quite significantly over the past year here. And I think that Genesis have been part of getting us extra funding, extra support throughout. And then a lot of the mentorships of somebody that knows and have done some of the mistakes that we maybe would have done without getting the support of mentors. So a big thing for me have been Michelle runs a group for the founders that meet all together. And that has been really helpful because you can ask for advice from other founders that have been there, done that. And that have really helped me a lot.
So you, as you mentioned, your business has been in the news lately. What are you doing now?
Yeah, well, so we raised a pretty significant investment of $3.2 million just about a year ago. And ever since then, we've been hiring pretty rapidly. We're hiring 7 new people now here in the next 2 months locally. And we've been growing and building up some big partnerships. So one of the next things we're about to do is launching a payment processor. So, we're running quite a lot of payment processing through Oliver already with partners. And we're about to launch our own platform for that, too.
There's been a lot of talk, of course, in recent years about the need for greater immigration to Newfoundland and Labrador, because that's what helps build the economy and builds our population base and all of that. You came here down south, so to speak, but you've lived all over the world. Does IT sort of open up places that are a little bit more remote, like Newfoundland and Labrador, to actually being able to compete on the world stage?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Newfoundland is one of the best places I've ever been at to start a startup. And I've been having a company in Greenland. I had a company, an IT startup in Denmark and in China. And for me, Newfoundland is number one in terms of a place to start a startup. The government stands behind you and support you. There's a lot of good skill sets and a lot of growing community feel around it. So it's really actually a good test platform before you go out out in the world to sell your solution.
Michelle, I feel like you're probably nodding emphatically on the other end there. What's your response to what Matthias is saying?
Absolutely. I think Newfoundland and Labrador has a lot to offer to the startup community. And, you know, having one very robust university, I think, helps with that. And that university having multiple campuses across Newfoundland and Labrador certainly adds as well to the fact that we have highly talented and highly qualified people here that can jump into startups. We also have a very unique perspective in that because we have a robust oceans sector, oil and gas sector, we have lots of natural resources, mining and the fishery and a number of other industries that are all prime for technology revolution. I think companies can start here and look at what we have locally in terms of our natural resources and our sectors and look at how they can improve and modify and use technology to, make life at sea safer or make life on an oil rig safer or what have you. The opportunities are really endless, and all of those industries and all of those opportunities have global market potential. So you can start here and test in your own backyard, but then grow globally. And we've seen that. I mean, Verafin is a prime example of that. Verafin's first customer was the Newfoundland and Labrador Credit Union. I think a lot of people forget that the Newfoundland and Labrador Credit Union played that pivotal role in helping Verafin build out their money laundering and fraud detection systems. And look now, they're able to take that technology global. So I think we have an opportunity to look within our own backyard. I also want to draw on the point that you folks were talking about around immigration, because if we use those things to our advantage, then we should be able to attract people from around the world like Matthias to move here and start technology companies. And if you look at, you know, the number of employees he has and the investment that he's brought to this province, we can attract that caliber of entrepreneur from around the world again and again and again, and giving them, you know, the beauty of the opportunities that are around them, but then also the nature and the backyard and the hiking and all of the ancillary things that comes with living in Newfoundland and Labrador and, you know, the clean air and the space. So I think we've got so much to offer, and we just need to figure a way to package it. We at Genesis, we do run Canada's startup visa program for the government of Canada, which is an immigration program for entrepreneurs to recruit them from around the world. So we just need to package it and do a much better job of selling it to people.
Do you see that role expanding as we move forward?
Definitely. Newfoundland and Labrador is facing some pretty serious challenges, both demographically as well as financially, and immigration is going to play a key role in the future for our province. I have two young boys, and, you know, looking at them growing up, I want the province of Newfoundland and Labrador to be robust and to be a place where they want to live and grow their own families and a place where they see opportunity. And I think, with the demographic issues and the financial issues that we have, if we don't look to bringing Newfoundlanders and Labradorians back to our province to see out opportunities as well as implementing a robust immigration strategy, then we're definitely going to find ourselves in a place where our kids are not going to want to stick and stay here.
You mentioned earlier the Verafin's very first customer was the Newfoundland and Labrador Credit Union. How important is it for other local companies to see some of these startups and say, you know what, I believe in you, here's some of my business?
is critical. It is absolutely critical. And when, you know, when we have startup companies that have to go to San Francisco on the other side of North America to get their first customer, when there are companies here in our own backyard, or municipalities or provincial governments or federal governments here in our own backyard that could support them and could be their first customer, it is absolutely critical. And it's one of the things that, you know, for the last, I've been involved in the tech sector 20 years, and it's probably one of the pieces that frustrates me the most when we have, you know, fantastic companies and startup companies that have to go so far afield to get their first customer. And oftentimes, you know, our own either governments or private sector companies will want them to have a little bit of traction under their belt with other companies before they invest in them and support them. And that is a little frustrating. We are seeing it change, and I think that's probably partly because we're starting to see such momentum in the technology sector in this province. And as that momentum continues, I think you'll see more and more municipalities and provincial and federal governments and private sector companies stepping up to the plate.
Joining us today on Target are the CEO of the Genesis Center, Michelle Sims, we just heard from her, and the CEO and co-founder of Oliver POS, Matthias Nielsen. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
And my guests today are Michelle Sims, the CEO of the Genesis Center, and the CEO and co-founder of Oliver POS, Matthias Nielsen. And we've been talking about some of the opportunities that the Genesis Center has been presenting. But this has been a tough year. We all know that. The pandemic has been a troubling time for many businesses, and I would think startups as well. But the business people are known. They're survivors. They're all about finding opportunities. Matthias, has the pandemic provided you with challenges or opportunities?
I think it depends on how you look at it. We got hurt a lot in the beginning. We lost a very big $1 million contract in the company, and I had actually hoped on growing it on that without taking investment. But it also presented an opportunity as we had to go out and figure out how do we survive then. And that's where we decided to go out and raise. And we raised a really significant round that then have given us the opportunity to focus a lot more on what we really needed to be at. So I think overall we've kind of gotten the best out of it, even though it started off pretty bad.
Indeed. And we've talked about this on the show before, you know, the importance of a business plan. And a lot of business people will tell you that you have to have a business plan. But how do you put together a business plan and factor a pandemic into it when a lot of us couldn't see this coming? Was that a challenge to you to have to try to find that way to readjust?
For me, it's adapt or die often as a startup, and I think it's super important to be able to adapt around what's necessary in the moment. We got hurt a bit on the growth as well as we're selling to retail owners, and that's really our bread and butter, and they obviously got hurt in the pandemic, which then trickled down to us. But at the same time, we've been growing like crazy as those shop owners have now started to go online, and we're kind of the perfect solution when you go online but you still want to be able to sell in person. So we've adapted to fit the needs, right?
Michelle, has the pandemic or COVID had an impact on the work you do with the Genesis Center?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think that there is a business or an organization on the planet that hasn't been impacted in some way, shape, or form by the pandemic. Matthias brings up a good point. I think everybody, every tech company last year in March and April was affected in some way, shape, or form. But I think most were able to rebound really quickly. As you said, Linda, entrepreneurs are very unique in that they seek out opportunities in places where they may others may not see them exist. And I think most of our clients have been very successful in doing that. There was a bit of a bump for sure in March and through April, but by the time May and June had rolled around, companies were continuing to bring in investment. They were continuing to bring in sales. We moved at Genesis. All of our programming went to virtual. We have obviously a location at Signal Hill where our companies are physically located, most of our companies, and it was very different and still is very different delivering things virtually. But I think, you know, there's some benefit to delivering some things virtually. And then there's some drawbacks as well. So, you know, it gives us an opportunity, I think, as we go forward to assess what works and what doesn't and how we look at the world differently in the what they call the new normal. It remains to be seen, but I think that there will be an opportunity for some tweaks for the better. And one of the things that Matthias brought up early on that I wanted to reference as well was the robustness of the startup community and the founders community here in Newfoundland and Labrador. We have so many success stories. I mean, we've referenced Verifin a fair bit today, but there's Nisa and BreeSuite and Colab and Genoa Design and ClearRisk and so many others that are doing such incredible work. And all of those founders have a unique bond because they're all going through similar stages of company development or investment raises or what have you. And that is something neat and special to see. You know, we run a once monthly peer group for the CEOs, and it's always it's always amazing to me that they're all going through the same challenges, even though the companies are very different and they might be, you know, working on different products or in different industries. But at the end of the day, when you boil it down, the business elements are all the same. And I think we have a very unique founder population whereby they all interact with one another and are connected to one another. And I don't see that in other communities and ecosystems as strong as it is here in Newfoundland and Labrador.
And Matthias, you referenced that earlier. How does it, you've worked in and had business in a number of countries. How does Newfoundland and Labrador compare to some of those other areas?
Well, yeah, like it's really, really good, I would say, overall, what Michelle just mentioned about the founder network. I started a startup in China years ago, and it went pretty good and everything, but we were by ourselves. There were no support, no founder network, no nothing, even though there's probably millions of startups, there's just no network around it. And for me, the support, even the government are in supporting with programs like ACOA and the National Research Council and so forth. Everyone is supporting the ecosystem, and that just allows us all to grow so much better. So mm-hmm. I've never experienced that anywhere else. Really.
Was it a pleasant surprise?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just been, I've felt very welcome through the whole time. And I feel like I have a really good relationship with many founders that are from different industries, but they've been through a lot of what we're going through and are always so helpful to come with advice and whatnot. So absolutely.
You're going through an expansion process now. Where do you see long term? Will you stay in Newfoundland and Labrador, or will you take your company elsewhere?
No, absolutely. Like for me, I love Newfoundland. I have two kids that are born here, so I'm here to stay, and so is the company. We are selling globally, and that has been important for me and the company in the beginning to do that. So we're selling in 90 countries already, and we're doing it all here from Newfoundland. So I don't see why we can't stay if the likes of Verifin and those can stay. So should we be able to?
And how does that, I suppose, what is your message then for people who say, you know, why would you be here? Why don't you go to Toronto or Calgary or New York?
I don't think you would find the same ecosystem. It might be a lot bigger, but it's not as connected and as easy to access. So for me, I love having our little test ground here, even though we are constantly on the global stage talking with big international processing companies and stuff. We can do it here. We're used to working online, and we might travel a little bit more, but but we also have a nice and safe environment around us. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't change.
You said you might have to travel a little bit more. How has that been hampered in the last year?
Well, I guess some of the really big companies that we are now partnering with and whatnot, they have gotten used to suddenly having to deal online. So in that way, the pandemic have really opened up doors for us. As they would normally expect us to be meeting them at their offices around in US or Europe or whatever, and now they're fine with just a video call. So for me, the pandemic might even have made it easier for us to connect with the world even while sitting here in Newfoundland.
And does it make any difference to them where you happen to be? I mean, do you get people saying, "Where is that?"
Yeah, a couple, but I think we're in the fintech industry, very like financial tech industry, very similar to Verafin, and they've kind of put us on the map in that regard. So all the banks and those kind of players that we're talking to actually know where we are now, right? So it's been good. I don't see it as a big blocker.
Oh, that's so refreshing to hear, because we tend to get caught up in a lot of the negativity from time to time. You know, if you had one message to other startups, what would it be?
I don't know. Like for me, it's Newfoundland has been so awesome. Utilize the system that is around you, and I think it will really pay out for everyone by using the system. We've been helped so much, and have probably doubled our team due to all that. We have doubled our sales and everything, all by having mentors around us that are supporting us and guiding us through everything. So for me, don't be afraid to kind of reach out. I think Newfoundlanders are super open and friendly, and that's probably one of the biggest benefits of being here. And me coming from China and Denmark, where I'm originally from, people wouldn't be that open. You can't just call anybody and get support. Here, I feel like all doors are open if you need a helping hand or on a decision or something. So don't be afraid to reach out.
What I hear there, Michelle, is community. Mm-hmm. Is that what the Genesis Center helps to engender?
It's one of our core values. Absolutely. We are very focused on building an entrepreneurial community. We're very focused on trying to ensure that the founders have a network, that they're connected. You know, it's important to us that the founders are working together and supporting one another. We also, and I think sometimes we tend to forget about this network in Newfoundland and Labrador, but we also have the benefit of having Newfoundlanders and Labradorians on every corner of the earth. In every different country, there is a Newfoundlander or a Labradorian working on something pretty amazing. And we have been able over the years to tap into that network. And, you know, we've had mentors from Singapore, from Switzerland, from Silicon Valley and Boston and New York and Texas. And so the beauty of that is that you're getting global connections through your connections to the people of this province. And, you know, while they may not live in this province any longer, when somebody from Newfoundland calls a Newfoundlander living in Boston, they immediately take the call because they want to know how they can help. They want to know how things are going in this province. And they have that strong connection to community in place, even though they don't live here any longer. And so we have been tapping into that for quite some time. And I think, you know, Matthias hit the nail on the head when he talked about the founder community and the importance of that. And also, you know, our province and even the Atlantic region for that matter, we have hundreds of startups. Whereas if you go to a place like Silicon Valley or even Kitchener-Waterloo region, there are thousands of startups. And so our startups get the attention of the folks at ACOA and at the provincial government, and they get the attention of the politicians, they get the attention of the university. Whereas if they were in a bigger center, it would be much more difficult and they'd have to break through much more noise to get the attention of those individuals. Individuals in those organizations. So I think there's so many benefits and positives to the ecosystem that we have here. And I think that's why we're starting to see the success that we're having.
My guests today on Target are the CEO of the Genesis Center, Michelle Sims, and the CEO and co-founder of Oliver POS, Matthias Nielsen. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
And my guest today, and we've got a few minutes left until the COVID briefing, and we'll get into that now in a moment. But my guests today are the CEO of the Genesis Center, Michelle Sims, and the CEO and co-founder of Oliver POS, Matthias Nielsen. Michelle, what's ahead for the Genesis Center?
We actually have some exciting plans. We are in the process of rolling out a new program that will bridge the gap between our Evolution program and our flagship incubator program, Enterprise. We are also looking continuously and will always be looking for more amazing companies that we can bring into our incubation program. We are, of course, working with NASDAQ to try and finalize what that partnership will look like going forward and how we will incorporate that $1 million gift into the Genesis suite of programs and how we get those funds out into the hands of entrepreneurs to help build their businesses and grow their teams. And aside from that, we're just looking forward to, getting back to a place where we can work, I was going to say face-to-face, but it probably won't be exactly that for a while, work in the same space with our entrepreneurs and our founders and continue helping them to do the amazing work that they do and continue to support them.
And I guess nail down the details on that Verafin money.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that has been ongoing for a little while, but we're inching ever closer to having a final decision. And we'll be sure to let you know when we have an announcement around that.
Matthias, what about Oliver POS? What's ahead for you?
Well, yes, we're growing our platform quite a lot. So we're coming with Oliver Pay, which is our payment processor, Oliver Eat, which is our restaurant POS solution. So we can work with restaurants too, and adding more platforms to our solution. So being able to help more merchants.
And how can people get in touch with you to see if what you have is what they're looking for?
Absolutely. So they can go on oliverpos.com. And if anybody want to reach out to me, my email is mn@oliverpos.com.
Fantastic. And Michelle, for startups or young people with great ideas, or old people for that matter, I'm not limiting it to young people, of course. Some old people like myself sometimes come up with a brainstorm session from time to time. How can they get in touch with the Genesis Center, or where do they start?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, genesiscenter.ca is a great place to start. We have all of our resources are there. I will also mention that our Evolution program, which is very early stage idea validator program for technology ideas, the applications for that program are now open, and you can go to genesiscenter.ca/evolution to find out more about that program. But we're also very active on social, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and many other social sites. So I think you can find us pretty easily if you search any of those as well.
Matthias, I was going to ask you, when it comes to skill set, do we have the people here who have the skill sets you're looking for, or is that not an insurmountable challenge, if you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think you would be surprised. We're in the process of hiring a new head of our software and a head of marketing. And, you know, there's so many people sitting in Newfoundland here that might not even be working with Newfoundland startups or companies right now. Many of the applications are Newfoundlanders that want to come back home or that are sitting here working for a big company outside of the province that are applying to now being able to join here locally and support the community. So, I would say there's a lot of great talent and all of the startups, we're doing a lot for immigrating new ones in. If we can't find the talent, we'll try and bring them into Newfoundland. And I think all of the startups are working on all that together with Genesis and whatnot. So absolutely, there's a lot of good talent here.
That's an important role, isn't it? I mean, yeah, as a business owner.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, I think the community is helping each other. Like, I know Verifin and some of the other big companies are bringing in a lot of people from outside as well, and they might move on along after a few years to companies like ours, or and vice versa. So absolutely, we're pretty busy immigrating talent if we can't find it locally.
And is that true as well at Memorial University, Michelle? I know there's been, I mean, really, it's the way that people become aware of Newfoundland and Labrador on a global stage in a lot of ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Memorial University does an incredible job of attracting students from around the world, international students. The population has been growing and growing year over year, which is amazing. Our goal, I think, as a technology sector, and certainly other industries here are doing the same, we need to keep those people in this province. They've already, as I always like to say, they've already overwintered here. So they've been through some winter snowstorms. They understand, you know, what our climate is like, and they stuck it out. It's important that we find opportunities to keep those people so that they can build and grow families and become share their knowledge and skill sets that they gained in post-secondary with the technology sector. And so we work really closely with the university on that aspect. But also, as Matthias mentioned, there's a lot of companies in Newfoundland and Labrador right now that are looking for talent. We at Genesis have a job board on our website with all of the different listings of all that the companies are looking for. And as Matthias said, you know, oftentimes you don't think that you're necessarily a fit for a tech company, but I would encourage anyone to check it out. There's lots of opportunities there, and some of them certainly would be amazing opportunities for anyone.
Michelle Sims and Matthias Nielsen, a very upbeat conversation on a beautiful sunny day. I really appreciate the time from both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
And we'll be back tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening.